This is PRE News and Ideas. As towns in eastern North Carolina struggle to pay for maintenance to aging water and sewer infrastructure, flooding from hurricanes places an additional strain on these vital public works systems. PRE's Valerie Crowder has more on how two communities in the region are coping with these challenges following Hurricane Florence.
About 300 people resided in the town of Trenton before Hurricane Florence brought historic flooding to Jones County 4 months ago. Mayor Darlene Spivey says now more than 100 homes in the town are vacant and only 6 businesses are open.
BB&T is still closed. A couple of the gift shops aren't going to reopen. One of the dress shops is not going to reopen. But we've got a new coffee shop. We've got a new HVAC company. So it's just... the courthouse is not up and running yet in town. And that's a lot of people walking around town during court and during sessions, buying and doing things that we just don't have right now.
Spivey says the loss of businesses, residents, and visitors has cut the county seat's monthly revenues in half, and this is making it more difficult to fund $177,000 worth of storm damages to its wastewater treatment facility.
Because we have such a low number that have actually still living in the town, it's going to affect the bottom line of the town as far as what we can afford in the future, which is where it's going to really hurt.
Spivey says the town has already received a $75,000 grant from the nonprofit the Golden Leaf Foundation to cover some of the repair costs to the town's damaged sewage treatment plant. She says the town is seeking additional outside sources to pay for the remaining $100,000 in damages.
We've got to go back and fix what was damaged and then move forward into the new system. And unfortunately, the old system will no longer be used. So we're having, I guess, heartburn over spending that much money on a system we're only going to use 6 or 8 months.
Before Hurricane Florence hit, a new wastewater treatment facility had been scheduled to open in Trenton later this year. State lawmakers allocated $250,000 in this year's budget to finance the new project. Spivey says she expects it will better withstand future floods.
Fortunately, the system will not be in a floodplain this time, so that will help. We've been discharging into the river. We will no longer do that, so that will help. So there's a lot of issues that we've corrected that will make it bigger and better. It's just that we got to get there.
Spivey shared the town's struggle to pay for damages to the old sewage treatment plant with Department of Environmental Quality Secretary Michael Regan at a roundtable discussion in Lenoir County last week. Regan says many communities in the eastern part of the state can't afford to maintain their aging water and sewer infrastructure.
Whether it's because the citizens are moving away and not coming back, or a hurricane hits, damages homes, and forces people away, the loss of that tax base and tax revenue creates a scenario where they don't have the money for the upkeep.
Regan says communities could invest public infrastructure recovery dollars into merging their water and sewer systems with other local governments.
One of the options is taking the new leveraged dollars, pooling that money together, and creating a more stronger, resilient, regionalized system that may be better suited for the future.
Regan says one example of this sort of merger is the Neuse Regional Water and Sewer Authority, which supplies 15 million gallons of drinking water a day to several different towns and communities in Lenoir and Pitt counties. Kinston's Public Works Assistant Director Stephen Miller says merging the different municipalities' water delivery services could prove more challenging than consolidating the source of supply.
The Neuse Regional Authority brought 8 different water members together and provides a water source to them. Now, each system still has to maintain its own pipes, so that part hasn't been solved. I think merging actual infrastructure systems is more difficult than having a source to do either provide drinking water or provide treatment to wastewater.
Miller says the town's budget to maintain its water system falls $400,000 short of what's needed to upgrade the aging infrastructure within its life cycle. He says the town can't generate this revenue from its stagnant population without continuing to raise rates.
Hundreds of miles of pipe that are over 50 years old that we need to be looking at somehow replacing them, bringing them up to date so they don't leak and we don't have spills. And at the same time, still trying to keep our customer bills down low. You could do it easily if you just raise rates, but we want to be as efficient as we can and not have as much impact on customers.
Frequent flooding also increases the town's cost to maintain its water and sewer infrastructure. Miller says Hurricane Florence caused more than $3.5 million worth of damage to these systems.
Actually, we had a lot of the same impacts that we had during Hurricane Matthew. Lift stations that we have in low-lying areas flooded again. So within 5 years, we've had the same infrastructure flood multiple times. That's something we're working real hard with FEMA to see if there's some way that we can address that so we don't have those continued impacts.
Miller says the town is appropriating money from its own funds to pay for repairs to the system while waiting for reimbursements from FEMA and the state. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.